Okay, Rabbi, we're learning the Shir here in Jaipur, India. And we're on the top line of Hey Amid Aleph, at the end of the line where the Gemara asks Meisve, the Gemara Freita Kasha. Who's the Gemara asking Akasha on? We're asking Akasha on Rav. What did Rav say? Rav said on the bottom of the Dalid Amid Aleph, Agivaldi Gizach. Rav said, what happens if a person brings a minchas hu oimer, or an asham nozir, or asham metzoira, and they do it shaloi lishmoi? You know what halach is? Totally possible. Totally possible. Why should it be possible? I always thought the gabi zvachim, it's only the pesach v'chatos. I always thought when it comes to kar mincha, it's got to be a minchas choite, a minchas knois, that a possible. Otherwise, we normally say that when you have a korban which is brought shalei lishma, it's kosher. So why over here were we being so extreme? And Rav says that's his pusel. Why is this pusel? The reason is hoil ubosel lahatre v'lo hitira. Same thing, Hashem knows it, Hashem mitzayra bo lahachshir v'lo hechshira. Meaning, the whole purpose of this korban is not just stam, to bring a korban, or even to be mechaper, metachatos. Purpose is to be matir. In terms of the minchas ha'oimer, that's to be matir. So Gans Kai Yisrael should be able to eat from the new grain, what we call chodosh. By the Hashem Metzoyin, Hashem Nozir, we want these two people to be back into civilian life. So the Metzoyin, for instance, until now has been Michutz Lamachna, and he couldn't eat kodshim. And the Nozir until now could not cut his hair, and he could not go and be metamal amesim. He couldn't drink wine. So these are machshirim and matirim. So if you're going to go and tell me the korban is kosher, adjust it doesn't do the heter or the hechsher. So what's the whole purpose of the korban? We're defeating the entire essence of the korban by saying it's like ol lebalim shem choyva, and therefore Rav says it's totally possible. The Gemara is initially going to ask a kasha on Rav, and then the Gemara is going to be doicher Rav, and then the Gemara is going to bring two other mandiyomrim on this halacha. We're going to have Reish Lakish, the Gemara called Reb Shimon ben Lakish, and then on the Amud Beis we're going to have Rava. So let's look at the top line, Meisvei Hey Amud. Al Afreit Gemara. You just said now Rav, the Nasham Mitzoyra, which is brought Shaloi Lishmoi, is possible. Look at the Braisa. The Braisa says very, very explicitly, Hasham Mitzoyra Shenishchat Shaloi Lishmoi, our case. Or they didn't go and put the dam on the bahinus. As you know, when a mitzayra brings his korbanos, one of the three korbanos is the korban asham mitzayra, and the chiyav by this asham mitzayra is that you have to go and take from the blood of this korban, and in addition to the normal zrikas on the mizbeach, you got to go and do some special applications of the blood on the oizen hamitar hayimonis vaboyin yoda hayimonis vaboyin ragla hayimonis. What the Gemara calls that in brief, bohinus. Bohinus means the large thumbs, as well as the thumb of the finger, as well as the big toe on the bottom, and as well we're talking about also in terms of the oizen. Anyway, so in all of these cases, maybe you sit together over here. Give a hand, Gemara. Keep yeah. No, yeah, we're going to switch. You'll be able to learn together. Even though you messed up with this carbon, how'd you mess up? You did a shechita shaloi lishmoi, or you forgot to go and put the dam on the behoinus. Behoinus means on the thumbs, on the big toe, on the oizen. Nevertheless, oy legam mizbeach, it's still a kosher carbon. V'toy nesachim, and because of that, you have to go and bring nesachim, meaning throughout the Torah, the main two korbanos that require nesachim are the oila and the shlam. And we always say that yomtiv in menchusim in eskayim kimdibba shloish esrei lapor shnei esrei oil esrei lakeves, and that of course is talking about the male. Male means the flower. In addition to that, of course, you have to go and put in wine. And of course, the sickest, you have to have the nisach hamayim. Anyway, the point is that even though this korban is as a halba korban, because it's nisach shaloi lishmoi, or you didn't put on the behoinis, it's still kosher, and you have to go and bring nisachim. Asham mitzoyre is a rear carbon that besides the oil and ishlamim, you have to have nisachim as we in the Torah, but that ushim. A regular ushim doesn't require nisachim. Only asham mitzoyre. Anyway, fitos the brayser, v'tzorech oshim achel hachshirei, to allow this mitzoyre now to come back into the machana and start eating kudoshim and being regular civilian in civilian life, guess what? He's going to have to bring another carbon ushim. Why? Because he didn't have the matri, he didn't have the machshir. Just like we say all the time. So this Usham Hashem was not oil the Balam Shem Choyva. Since it was oil the Balam Shem Choyva, you gotta do it all over again, a brand new Usham. So Freitach Vimuriyat, Stach Mamish Abom Bekasha on Rav. Because Rav said back on Dalet Umar Aleph, that a person who brings an Hashem Mitzvah to Shaloi Lishma, it's totally pusil, sizgunished, zero. You gotta start from the beginning. Do say, no, it's a kusha card. You have to go and put it on the mizbeach, mit nesuchim, mit adam, blah, blah, blah. Alamas, you're gonna have to bring another one. Li'ula balam shim choyle. But that's not what Rav said. Rav zuk tucha pusil and ganse. The Gemara, tifted Rav is taka ogifreit. Taka good gifreit. The truth of the matter is, the Gemara is a bit of a shver, because whenever we have Rav, and we ask a kasha from a braisa, the Gemara typically says, Rav Tanahi Pali. Rav is given. Rav was in the first generation, he bridged the generation between the Tanuim and Amirum. So even though technically he was an Amoira, but nevertheless he has enough strength as a Tan. Anyway, this is Nishman Kasha. This is the second toises from the top. Keep the toises tifter, have a mutzala maimam, mutkikenzung, as was, Rav Tani Pali, kidik over the kabbatich, like you find throughout Shas. So therefore, even though it's tifter the Rav, nish geverlich, because Rav is entitled to argue. But, and now we're going to have Rav Shimon Lukish. Rav Shimon Lukish Omar, minchas hu oime shekomtzeloi shaloi lishma, kshishayra, it's a kusher karm, v'shireo ein nechulin ha-chetubi minchas ha-oimer acheres v'tati rana. Oh, this Rish Lakish is now arguing with Rav. Rav, remember, said by Hashem Betzoyra, Hashem Nuzin, and by Minchas Oimer, if you did Minchas Oimer, Kimitza Shaloi Vishma, back in Dalet Amid Aleph, Zuk Tehrav, Kimitza Shaloi Vishma, is Psila, it's Pusul, Hoyul Ubos Lahatev, Lo Yitira, to Zuk Rishim Yalukish, I respectfully disagree with Rav, Zak Kushrikon, Kusher. Lamaasa, just like any other korban mincha, what do you do with the shirayim? The shirayim are nechal kahanim. These shirayim cannot be eaten by the kahanim. Achetubi minchas oimer acheres until you bring a brand new minchas oimer. Why? Because you still have the iser of chodosh. Chodosh only goes away when you bring your kosher carbon. This carbon is not a 100% kosher carbon. It was done shalei lishma. You got to wait for the next minchas oimer to be matir. We leave out the parentheses. However, instead we add one word according to the Masoreis Shas and Ois Gimel, the Kivan, and now skip to the end of the parentheses. The Kivan Mekriv, actually the Kivan Shishirea Ein Necholim. Since you cannot eat the Shirayim, skip Mekriv Hechi Karva. How can you even bring the carbon? There's a famous pusik in the Cheskel where it says Me Mashki Yisroel. That when you're bringing karbunas, it has to be mashke yisro. The mashke yisro doesn't mean a medaf drinking, that you have to go and drink mashke. But rather, the gemur dash mashke yisro means men amitli yisro. You only bring karbunas where the thing is mitter to a klai yisro. Something which is not mitter to a klai yisro, it's not a kosher karbun. So what's my gemur tzifrein? Since you just said now that this first karbun minchas ha-oimer does not cause there to be a heter for chudosh, kim tachos the shirayim is aser. Tunishes, kind of tunishes. And yet you're saying the carbon is kosher. The kimen shishira ein nechon, if you can't eat the shirayim, mekavechi karva. How can you even say that I brought the carbon, or how can I continue bringing the carbon? All he did was a kemitza shalei shema. We want to go and put now the kemitza on the mizbeach. How can you put on the mizbeach? Chulila, imashki so minutely so, but tunis nishesin. Just the chudosh. Kind of tunishes, nishno the aibishta. Kal yisro tunishes. So how can you do that? That there is no din of mechisis man that day. What does he mean? Is no mechisis man? This gemara is similar to other gemaras, where the gemara uses the expression kol oimer, kol oimed liktzar kekutzedami. Anything that you know shortly is going to be cut, as if it's cut already. The pshat over here is, since I'm requiring a second minchas oimer to be matir the chudosh, and there's no question that Bezin is going to do it 1, 2, 3. Let's not waste time. Klal Yisrael wants to eat from the new grain. It's rechnoli shal when? It's going to be 1 hour from now, 2 hours from now, 3 hours from now, about the mabrek. And therefore, we deem the original shiraim as if they were kosher. And since they're kosher, men are mitzvah liyisur. Lamasa, you can't go and eat it until you take a bring the second carbon. Like the price says. Like Rabbi Shimon Lukish says. Achatavi minchas oim racheres. But since I'm gonna do that, it's only a question of time. Enochal b'shu, ashu, tzvai shu. Whenever it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen. Therefore, it's deemed like retroactively, that there is no mashke yisur. Problem, it's minamitli yisur because ichvai oid ma'at and no chaminit tzankush. Okay. We're gonna ask now a bunch of kashas on this inyan of there's no ein mechis as man leboy bayan. And eventually on the bottom of the umid, the Gemara is gonna change course and saying that's not the surah of Reish Lakish. But so far, the Surah Reish Lakish is Ein Mechis Es Man Leibayoyim. Any language is Oymed, in this case, Oymed Lahakrib in the Likmoitz and Tzebrengen and Minchas Oymed et Zweite. It's as if it already took place. Musa Bravada Bereid Rav Yitzchak. Yesh Ba'oifes She'ein Be'menuchas Ve'esh Be'nuchas She'ein Ba'oifes. And the Gemara does now a very good job in succinctly giving us certain specific halachas details that apply to an oif that don't apply to mincha, that apply to mincha and don't apply to an oif. Yesh ba'oifes sho'oifes bo'in b'nidvas shnayim. What happens if two people want to bring together a carbon? The carbon can be a behaima, l'mushal ashlam, or an oila, or even oifalach. Two people get together. Why are they doing it together? They're chavrisis, they learn together every day. Let's jointly bring a carbon. Or it could be they just couldn't afford to bring one on their own. So they bring it jointly. The halacha is, by all karbunas, sai legabi behaimis, sai legabi oifis, boin benivit nidvashnayim. You can have two people bringing it together. But not by menuchois. Why is mincha different? So you see in the angeringelta, you see in the parentheses, because it says by kar mincha, nefesh ki sakriv. Nefesh means I nefesh, one person. Therefore it's a special meal to go and tell you. By mincha, it's gotta be each person on his own, no such thing as two shits. That's one din by oifis. Number two, in mechisuri kapura. All those that are mechisuri kapura have to go and bring oifis. Who are the mechisuri kapura? Azav, Azava, your lettuce and Mitzayra. Every one of these, in addition to the Tvila in the Mikvah, all to have to go and bring a carbon, today that they should be able to go and eat Kudushim in the future. And in each case, they gotta go and bring Oifis. The Zav and the Zava and the Mitzayra have to bring Oifis. Your lettuce, Bemesin, it depends whether it's your lettuce who's an Ashira or an Ania. Because if it's a your lettuce Ashira, then she brings one kevis la'oila, who venyoina oisor l'chatas. It's only one oif. Ah, the dali, the enyu, the masegas. If she cannot afford it, then she brings two oifs. But the point is that any person that needs that final kapara to be able to eat kudushim is called a mechisa kapara. Those, these four zavs of your letters in Torah. And you know how they get their kapara? Through oifs. Not by mincha. They can go and bring 100 minuchas. It's not going to help. The hitri machlal isin b'koinish. And there's a special heter by oifis that although these are pusel lehedjoit, they're kusha legvoya. What do you mean? Because everybody knows when it comes to oifis, you don't do a shchita, you do a malika. Malika might mitzipoyrin, the koin goes and puts his big thumb and goes and kills the oif from the back of the neck. It's called malika. Aha. What happens if the koin would do malika outside the Beis HaMikdash? On Chulin Lamushu, or any person does a malika on an oif outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's totally a nevela. It's a nishkishacht, two nishasit. Aba in Beis HaMikdash, hitri mechlal isiran ba'koinish. In the koinish, there's a heter mechlal isiran, the traitor was matir. This only applies, of course, to oifis. Mashenkim menuchas. Menuchas, we don't find an issa here and a heter there. Sinishtu azazach. So those are, if you will, chimris or malis that oifis have that menuchas don't have. That what? That you can go and bring it bishnayim, shitfim. It's, you can be mechaper and matir, the mechasuri kapura. And three, that even though it's usir outside the basement, you shmitter inside the basement. But now let's go and talk the other way around. The Eish B'Menuchas, there are certain halachas that apply to a mincha that do not apply to oifis. Sheh Menuchas is te'inois kli, it's a nifa, v'hagusha. What does that mean? A carbon mincha, if you want the carbon mincha to be a kosher carbon, you have to go and take the mail means the flour, and you have to put it inside a kli shuris. From that kli shuris, you have to do a kmitza, and you put the kmitza in a second kli shuris. So you have to have a kli. Masha Enkin Oifis is no kli, because you don't even have a chalif de shecht. You all do a bit zipoyin. So there's no kli involved. It's an ifa. There are two menuchas where you have to go be mainif. Like we always line in Yontif. Behind if akoy in oisom. That's the gabi, the minchasu oimer. You have to do a tanifa. Tanifa meint, mishokos to the rim and rim. Something like shokling lilith and esrik, oimen and intim, for all the fiazatin. And, same thing applies. You also have a tanifa by the korbin minchas soite, minchas knuas. Your standard mincha doesn't require a tanifa. But the maize, you have a tanifa. Masha inke, the gabi oifis, you never find the tanifa by oifis. Vagusha. Vagusha means that after you put the mincha in the klishuris, the kohen had to go and take that carbon mincha, go around the kevesh, that means around the ramp, go to the left side, what we call the keren maruvis droimis, and he had to go and touch the keren of the mizbeach. Let's assume that this happens to be the mizbeach. Here's the keren, here's the kevesh going up. He has to go and take the klishuris and touch the corner of the mizbeach.
What is the system?
What's my glass,
Sibyl? Mine
has a special corner. What is the symbol
that
touches the corner? Why, what's
the
pink in this corner? Yeah. Because I'm going to go to the Mesech this Wochen. But I'm going to go to the Mesech this Wochen. If I'm going to go to the Mesech this Wochen, I don't think so, but it's a mission Mesech this Wochen that it's three things were always done on that corner. Number one, this Hagusha. Number two, you always did the Chatasu Oif. And number three, you did an Oilasa Oif, Bizman, that is very busy on the right corner. On the Mizruchis stripes.
Can we also say it was like Zulika? Like the Mincha has it has parallel things that are the same as a...
For sure. But you're talking already about the next two steps. That's the Haktorah. Meaning, step number one is you gotta go and put it inside the Klisharis. Then you take the Klisharis and you come to the edge of the Mizbeach and you touch it. How do I know? The Torah is looking at the Gisha El HaMizbeach. The Daf is guy in Unri in the Mizbeach. Finished. Probably the Gemara learns it out because it says on which Yisoid. And it's a Shalom with the Yisoid Droimi, Yisoid Marovi, so therefore they said, do it on that corner. Daf not kicking anymore. But anyway, you have to do Hagusha.
She was asking you was... I'm sorry.
Oh, no. But after Hagusha, then the Kohen puts his three fingers in, he does Kemitza. After he takes the Kemitza, then he puts it into a new Kli, which is now parallel to the Kabbalah Sadam. Then you take that Kli and you're moilich it, you bring it to the Mizbeach, that's like the Halucha Sadam, and then you're makter that Kemitza on the Mizbeach, which is similar to the Zrikas.
Yeah. Hagusha was before all that.
Hagusha was the initial thing that you first go and put. The very, very first thing is you go and take the mail, you put up the ground up, soilless flour into a klisharis. That's the first thing. Now you take that klisharis and you have to go and touch it next to the keren of the mizbeach. That's called hagosha. After the hagosha, then you do the kmitza. After the kmitza, you do the, put it into a nukli. Not the whole thing, just the kmitza you put into a nukli. And then you do halacha to the mizbeach, and then you are makdir it on the mizbeach. Those are the four avoiders, connecting the four avoiders by zvuch. Anyway, these are all halachas that apply to a mincha, a kli, a tanif, a hagosha. And doesn't apply to oifis. Oifis is no din of agusha. V'yesh le mitzibik yuchid. We find that there's a carbon mincha by tzibur, which you don't find by yuchid. The mushel, a mincha sa'oimer, is a carbon tzibur. You bring it always on yontif. Masha enkin, there's no such thing as an oif, which you bring the tzibur. An oif is always yechidim. Masha enkin oifis. Good. Anyway, this is a fascinating list of differences between menuchas and oifis. But now let's be medayik. Vim iso. If you're going to tell me, like the Gemara said before, that kasuvarish lokish ain mechisis man leboy bayoyim, the menuchas nam mishkaches lo the hitri mechlal isirim bakoidish, that just like you said by the oifis, since you do a malika outside the base of English would cause this behemet and a behemet, this oif to be treif, to be nevela, but the Torah was matter the iser inside the kodesh. Do a malika and says kusha v'yusha. Same thing you find by mincha also. Umayni a mincha soimer. How by mincha soimer? Kiven the Oh, that's what he says. Minchas Oimer. So what's Pshat Minchas Oimer? Because Minchas Oimer is also the same thing that we're Mater Michlal Isir. Just like Oifis, if you do a Malika outside the Beis Migdish, it's Usur Lehedjit. However, you do it inside the Beis Migdish, it's Mitzah Legavoya. A Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mater the Isir Bakoidish. Here too, in terms of the Shirayim, it's totally Osir. Until you bring the next Korban Minchasu Oimer, nobody in Klal Yisrael is allowed to eat from the Chudosh. They have to continue eating from the old grain, from the Yoshon. However, Van Eibishter, we do allow the Gvoya to go and be makar of this Korban B'diyevet. Don't do it L'shloy L'shmoy. But if you do L'shloy L'shmoy, it's a kosher Korban, and you can't eat the Shirayim until you bring the next Minchasu Oimer. So I see that even though for Klal Yisrael it would be totally awesome, but we're mater l'gvoya by allowing for this carbon to be brought. You put lamushel, the kemitz on the mizbeach, even though you and I couldn't eat from it. It's usa lehedjit. It's still chodesh. It's not, you didn't have the heter yet of the carbon. But the aibish in them tesur. Zot yimura. Since, as we said a moment ago, that anything which is chisel man away by yoyim, what's my chisel man away by yoyim? Since we're going to bring the second minchas oyim today, it's just a question of time. And a halb shu and a shu, tzvay shu, whatever we're going to go and bring it, we're going to go and bring it. So it's as if it's already brought. If it's already brought, there is no het on the koyish. It's as if there is no issa whatsoever. It's as if it's totally mit. It's not. It's only as if. It's not mamish totally mitzvah, because the Gemara said you have to still bring a second minchas oyim to be matter the first minchas oyim. But the Maase, it's no longer called iser, so we don't have a case of isiron mitoich or heta mitoich isir. Nukash, Musar of Shashas. Hik the matin shemen le matin dam. Yimaleni shemen, viyachsu viyitin shemen acher. Matin dam le matin bhoinis. Sorry, shemen acher, matin dam. Matin bhoinis le matin sheva. What should you do, you maleni shemen of yachs of eaten, matan behind us? What is this all about? We have a mitzvah. You want the mitzvah to go and be now tuhar and have his heter to come back into Klal Yisrael to eat kudishim. So the mitzvah has to bring three kabunas. He has to bring an oila, mitachatas, mit an usham. And the usham that we're talking about is the fake focus of our Gemara. The order that it says in the Torah is first you bring the usham and only later on you bring your chatas and your oila. And even when you bring the usham, there also is an order. What's the order? You go and shecht it, and now you have a whole bunch of dam. Of course, most of the dam you're going to put on the mizbeach. But the Torah says, you know what? You should also go and say dam. The kohen should put it in the left hand, and then with his right hand, he should go and be toivel et zvoi badam, and then he should apply some of that dam to the oizin, the boyin yad, and the boyin regel. After he's finished with that, shteiten the Torah, he should go and bring a loik shemen, and same thing. Put loik shemen, pour some of the shemen into the left hand, and go and take some of that shemen, again put it on al mekoyim dam ha'ashem, which means on the very same place where a minute ago you put the dam, it probably hasn't even dried yet, again you put on the oizen, and you put it on the two bites. Oh, we skipped one step. What's the one step? That before you went and put the shemen on the oizen and on the two behinois, you had to go and do a hazua of that shemen 7 times towards the hechel. This is shemen. We're not talking dam. You go and spritz 7 times matan shemen. Ah. And this guy went and did it in reverse order. So we start. Joktu Mosav Rav Sheshes. Hiktim matan shemen the matan dam. Instead of putting the dam first and doing the shemen second, he put the shemen on first. And then he put on the dam. No good. No good. But you don't have to bring a brand new carbon. What's the aitze? What did you just do now? You put shemen first and then you did the dam. Forget about the initial shemen that was out of order. Aros. Kinder aros. Forget about that shemen. Now just apply brand new shemen. Just do it twice. In other words, you did shemen initially, no good. You put now the dam. Now bring back, put new shemen on. However, the shemen that you brought previously, a loik shemen, is missing because you already used a little bit the first time around. So that's why the Braisa says, yimaleni shemen. Go first, fill it up, whatever you used a revias, tzvay revias, and whatever it was, fill it up, and then yachsev yitin shemen acher. Then put brand new shemen. Very good. What happens? You have, I'm sorry, the Yitin Shemen Acher Matan Dam. Now you do your second Shemen after you did the Matan Dam. So you did the initial Shemen, no good. You put Matan Dam, you're good. And now since it has to be followed with Shemen, put the Shemen on now, the second time, but refill it. No Chatzitza, right, good. And also there's no problem the fact that you started off out of order. Forget about history. Yes, Dam and Shemen is good. Continuing on, what happens if you did the Matan Behoines before the Matan Sheva? The Matan Sheva means the Hazua seven times. If you did the Behoines first, again, Yimaleni Shemen, fill up this loig with new Shemen. Since you initially did the Behoines, no good. Now you did the Matan Sheva, that was fine. So now go and fill it up and do a new Matan Behoines after the Matan Sheva. Fine. Azizuk do Rav Sheshis in the Brais. So if you're going to go and tell me there's no such concept that anything that you're going to go and do is if you did it already, why do you have to go and do it a second time? Since you have the ability to go and do it a second time, after you did the dam, you could put on the shemen. After you did the shemen out of order, you can do it in order again. So, mighty over there, if I said gemacht is gemacht, getin is getin, why do you even have to go and do it a second time? As they fake it, is the chayin of the masa. It's zaytzachos. We don't hold the svara of ein mechis is man lebay bayay. You gotta do it. Amr Papa Shani Hilchas Mitzayir Dechsiv Behiavaya says Rabbapa, Fregmanish Kakashis from Mitzayir, there is a special word of Havaya. Where does it say Havaya? Do you Amr Akos? If you state in the beginning of Pashas Mitzayir, Zoyis Tia, Toyris Am Mitzayir, Beyoim Terosay, Behu Vela Koin. State to Zoyis Tia. What do I learn from the Tia? Tia about you today. Whenever you have the Lushan of Toyra, Vahoya, Vahi, Tia, Yia, the more typically, or who and he, the more typically dashes of Abuse. Hey, Abuse means it's ma'akiv, it's gotta be this way, it's my way or the highway. Don't think of doing it differently. As a mozain, therefore, even though I subscribe to the swara of Ein Mechis is man leboy by yoim, nevertheless, since the din of Mitzrayim has got to be Bavyusay, that trumps, that supersedes the halucha that we just said now of Ein Mechis is man leboy by yoim. And now, Apela, the same Rapapa that just told us by Mitzrayim that it's got to be Bavyusay, he himself asks the question. Musa Rapapa. Hektum Chatus Lashomai. We said before, by a Mitzrayim, the first carbon you bring is the Usham, and only after that the Chatos and the Oil. What happened? This person is Fadrait, and he brought the Chatos first. What should you do now? So l'choyr, what I would say is, if you went and shechted the Chatos, and now you remember, oh, I didn't bring the Usham yet, have one of the Kahanim do Miris. Miris means he should go and mix the Dam, so that it shouldn't congeal. So nishven faglivet, it shouldn't congeal, and then you're going to bring your carbon Usham. Don't have someone now go and mix the blood. Ella, this card machatis is possible. And therefore, what do you do to ubitzirasa? The title of the strafe. The expression to ubitzirasa means, let it become possible belina, meaning, don't go and put the dam, don't do the zrikas dam, don't put the aymen on the mizbeach, don't go and eat any of the flesh, rather, just leave it on the corner. By tomorrow morning, it'll be to ubitzirasa. Tubitzirasa means it already have lost its lachus, its freshness, because it's just an alte shtick of flesh. Therefore, it's alte, but it's also takes away the raven, go and burn it. So, what's Rav Pupa's kasha? Even before we fear the Gemara's kasha, the Gemara afraid, I don't understand you, my good friend, please. Afraid, the Gemara, am I kamois Rav Pupa? What's bothering Rav Pupa? No, you have a little cover. A bottle of water, if you don't mind, with a glass or a cup, okay? A bottle of water.
No,
water.
Okay.
With a cup.
Agua,
yeah. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Gemara says, remember, the Pup is in the middle of asking Akasha about a person who was maktib chattas to Osham. And he says that chattas is pusl. Before the Gemara even has a chance to fear oath what Rav Pupa's kasha is, why is Rav Pupa asking kashas from Mitzrayim? For Rav Pupa, Idi Omar, didn't Rav Pupa just say 10 seconds ago, Shani Ilchas Mitzrayim, Dechsiv, Behi Avai, Shtetach, Zoyz, Tiyat, Tayyus, and Mitzrayim, Path Yusi, Yehei, you gotta do it in order. Since this guy didn't do it in order, the Chatzis is possible. So first, Freikman is going for kashas. So double portion is possible. Why is Rav Pupa asking? Else, I want to tell you why. Rapupa Achik Kashle. When Rapupa is bothered by it, Eimahani Mili Avoida. Maybe that's only if you're talking about a major avoid. What's like a major avoid? The Kabbalah Saddam, the Halucha Saddam, the Shrika Saddam. But not the Shchita. Shchita is lab avoidi. Why is Shchita lab avoidi? Because Shchita Kishere bizarre. Kabbalah Saddam, Uzrika Saddam, that's all pusul. You have to have a coin. However, Shchita is Kishere bizarre. Therefore, it's considered to be, in a sense, a second class avoid. Aha. So, Freitach, yes. Rapopo, when did I say, Bab Yusei Yehei, that you can't go and change it, a kihizeh, you can't make any changes, that's only on the Iker Avoidus, an Avoidu with a capital Ayin, but an Avoidu with a small Ayin, which is Lav Avoidu, like Shechita, nay, of them the third is not Makbid, that it has to be Davka, Bab Yusei Yehei. It's a phrase, it's Rapopo. Therefore, that being the case, the ain mechisses man leboy bayoin. If you're going to go tell me there's no dinner mechisses man for that day, yei acher memaris biduma for lakrav usham v'hudo lekrav chata. So I don't understand why that brisa that Rapapa quoted says that you got to take the chatas and basically dispose of it. Why? Because it's pusul. You brought it out of order. You brought it out of sequence. As number one, why taka don't we allow for someone to memaris bidam? After all, we're only talking about shchita. Shchita is a lav avoidi. So, some is maris adam. Now bring the carbon usham, shechtit, and the azrika, and all this fine and git and vayil. And now go back to the katas and finish it off. After all, you hold emachis man the way by yoin. Emachis man by yoin means earlier, later, later, earlier. Yeah, this is something. Just regular cold water in bottle a water. Bottle with a cup. Okay?
Nice.
No ice. No, no ice. Just a bottle of water with a cup. Shkoyach. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Gemara says the Choyra Eimechiz Man Lebei Bayayim Yehachem Amaris, go and bring and kasher this chatas by waiting until you finish the carbon ocean. He was out of order. Eimechiz Man Lebei Bayayim. Since you're going to go and do it shortly, it's as if it already happened. If it's already happened, it's as if he already did the Hakrovis carbon ocean. If he already did the carbon ocean, so then it's in order. You have ocean and chatas. You're going to tell me by Mitzvah, a special din, it's got to be about this Yehai. That only applies to Zrikis Adam, but not to the Shechita. Therefore, Elam Rapopa, we fall away from the teretz that we gave until now, according to Rish Lakish, and we say, Haina Tamad Rish Lakish. Remember, what was the kasha in Rish Lakish? How can you go and bring a carbon minchas oimer, where the status of this minchas oimer is going to be from the bottle? Okay, Shkoy.
From the bottle?
Is this from the bottle?
Yes, sir.
The bottle, yeah? You opened up a fresh bottle?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Burich atzo avinoi elihaini melechu oilam shehakoil niye bidvar. Zayin. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. Noach mol ela omer apopo. Remember, what was the kasha on Rish Lakish? The kasha on Rish Lakish was that we're bringing a minchas oimer shaloi lishma and we've been makter the kmitza on the mizbeach. Even though this minchas oimer is not matir chudosh. So you're talking about putting, if you will, a treifa thing on the mizbeach. Something comes closer. I can't eat from it. You can't eat from it. Nobody can eat from it. And the Rebbe Yishlom can go and eat from it. How can you say, shtei techepuzim min mashki Yisroel, it has to be min amnitali Yisroel? So the Gemara said until now, emachis is manu bay bayay. But we just fell away from that. And therefore the new pshat is, hayne tamar ishlokish trekosavar, heyer mizrach matir. Rebbe Yoichem ishlokish, amir tamayi, filled with much face, minish kayim. Heyer Mizrach Matir. What does the Gemara mean? So this is a very, very famous pusik, which l'choira is soiser itself. This pusik we always line on Yontif. V'lechem v'kuli v'charmel lo'y soichli ad etzem hayoyim hazeh ad haviachem es korban elikeichem chikas oyim l'doyriseichem b'chol moish voiseichem. What is this? Pusik says, lechem kuli v'charmel, that means brand new grain, chodosh, Tunish Asin. Ad etzem ayoyim hazeh. Etzem ayoyim is referring to the first day Chol HaMoed, what we call second day Yontif. First day after the first day of Yontif, you gotta go and bring Ad Aviyachem as Korban Alekech. Habad Chastira. Etzem ayoyim hazeh sounds like the Itzum Shel Yoyim. By Yom Kippur we say Itzum Shel Yoyim Mechaper. Here, Itzum Shel Yoyim is Matir. Once it's here, Mizrach, once you see it, bright in the morning, Chvaisam Adashachar, it's an Etzachama, yet it's Tug. Ad etzem yom hazeh. It's kuli lechem, kuli v'charmel lo yisoichli. Ad etzem yom hazeh. Now it's etzem yom hazeh. Mekenshin esim. But the Pusik says, no, you can't eat yet. Out of the Achim, it's carbon al kechem. You gotta go and bring the carbon oimer. So make up your mind. Is it the yoin or is it the carbon? So standard, the way we normally learn elsewhere, outside of our Gemara, it depends. Bisman she makes a migdish kayo. You gotta wait until you bring the carbon oimer. Bisman she ain't based a migdish kayo. Like today, how are we ever able to continue eating new grain after Pesach? We didn't bring the carbon oimer. Oh, that's the ad etzem yoim azeh, the tumah shel yoim, the day itself is matir. That's how you push it. What our Gemara is telling us, the Beit Rishlokish, is that even when the base of Migdash is Kayim, it's Heir HaMizrach, as soon as it becomes light, Netzacham in the morning, it's already matir. In addition, of course, to the carbon. You gotta bring in carbon oim, avad. But the real big, big time heter is already Heir Mizrach matir. And that being the case, you don't have a problem with Mashki Yisrael, Minet Mitl Yisrael. Because the Shirayim, the Emerson, are mutter. Everybody in Klal Yisrael, the Emerson, is allowed to go and eat. Why? Because as soon as the morning of the first day of Chol HaMoed, everybody's rushing to shul to go and daven. Already at that point, boom, it's already ahead. I feel as much based with Ishkayim. Hey, you're Mizrach Matir. And therefore you don't have a problem of Mashki Yisro, because in fact you would be able to go and eat. I Shtetich Vater Pusik, out of the Achim, is Karbon Lekechem. What do I do with that? Zukrashi. The Gemara asks us later on in Daf Peches. The Gemara answers, Mishani LeMitzvah. Those are the mitzvah. Avada, avada. You don't need to bring the carbon oimer. You're allowed to eat chudesh. You and I and Klal Yisrael and the Rebbeinu Shlom Kabbi Yochum can all eat. It's no longer chodesh. It's heir hamizrach. However, arabiyachem is a mitzvah. It's a great mitzvah. We're not poo-pooing the mitzvah. But that's not the matter. The matter here is. Says Yomara, where did I ever hear Reish Lakish saying that? But Reish Lakish, not Befeinish Itmar, El Mele Itmar. He never said it clearly or distinctly. He said it part of a broader halacha. Did not. We learned in the Mishnah. Ein Meviyim Minchas Bikirim. Here it says Minchas Bikirim on the side. They changed the girsa to Menochois U'Bikurim. You cannot bring a Karb Mincha. You cannot bring the Bikurim that we bring on Shvias, around Shvias time. You can't bring a Minchas Behaima Koidim Lo'ayma. What does Yomara mean to say? It's now first day of Chol HaMoed. We're going to go and bring the carbon oimer. In the meantime, people want to go and bring their private carbon mincha, or they want to go and bring bikurim to the Beis Hamikdash of Chita Usa'oira, the brand new Chita Usa'oira. Or they want to bring a minchas behem. Minchas behem means the minchas asuchim that you bring as an adjunct to a korban for the behem. Don't do it before the oimer. Why don't do it before the oimer? Of course you can go and do it from the old tvir, but you can't do it from the new tvir yet. Why can't you do it from the new tvir? Because you didn't have the matter of the carbon or oimer. Aha. Vimhevi, what happens if he didn't bring the minuchis or the bikirim? Vimhevi pulls so the tunish asin, the carbon is no good, that mincha is no good, the bikirim is no good, minchas vayim is no good, no good is pusl. Koidim the shtei alechem, however, if you bring it before the shtei alechem, meaning on Shvias, because from Pesach until Shvias, we, Klal Yisrael, are allowed to eat now any chitim usa oirim. Why? Because the carbon oimu was matir, together with Heira Mizrach. However, when it comes to the Bismigdish itself, you cannot go and bring any carbon mincha from Chodosh until after the Shtei Halach. So what is the carbon oimu matir? The carbon oimu is matir barley, and the Shtei Halachim is matir chitim inside the Beis Hamikdash. The Mehvi. He can't bring the minchas oirim anyway, because the only time minchas
oirim
is a site. So that mention we'll probably have later on in the Masechta. What about the minchas site? But v'imhevi pusul kodesh te'alachem lo yovi v'imhevi kusher. The wiser difference between before the carbon oimer and before the carbon te'alachem. So Rashi the common mefarish and Yetzer Shem, when we get to it later on in our Masechta. All of this is fascinating, but let's go down tachlis now. The Reb Yitzchak Omer Reish Lakish. Oh, in the Reish Lakish. Lo yishah no el barba aser b'chamisha aser. Abishisha aser im heivi kusher. If a person wanted to bring carbon mincha from the new soilus, from Chodesh, he wants to do it on Erev Yontiv barba usar, Erev Pesach. Or he wants a chamisha usar on the first day of Yontiv. Tunish. We didn't have the benefit of Heira Mizrach. We didn't have the benefit of the Karbon Oimer. Abishisha Usar, if he did it on the 16th, meaning on the first day Chol HaMoed, Imhevi, although the Chatchila should have waited for the Karbon Oimer, the Diyavid Imhevi, your kosher. That's the memra of Reb Yitzchak Amar Reish Lakish. Now the Gemara infers from that is Medayik. Al Mavuz Zeyachtot from there Reish Lakish. What's the difference between 14th and 15th day of Nisan and the 16th day of Nisan? Karsoba Heira Mizrach Matir. Oh, because I had the benefit of Heira Mizrach, even though I didn't bring the carbon or Oimer yet. And look at Chili, he got to wait for the carbon. Right? But Bediyevet, if he went and brought his carbon that day before Shakti Mara, it would work. Why would it work at Kuntre Shlokish? Because Heir HaMizrach Matir. But the Mishnah said, Ein Mevim Minchas Bikur, Minchas Behem Mekarim Lo'aymer, Vim Hevi Basel. That's only if you brought it a day earlier. But on the 16th, on the day of Chol HaMoed, first day, it's Mutzer because Heir HaMizrach Matir. So although he didn't say it, Befeirish Itmar, Miklal Itmar. And now we come to Ruvim. This is now the third day in Hilchos Minchas Oimer she comes to Shaloi Lishma. We've had until now Rav and we had Reish Lakish. Rav, remember, said if you're Koimet Minchas Oimer Shaloi Lishma, parcel, the whole carbon is invalid, gunish, zero. Reish Lakish said, no, the carbon is kosher. It's just not matir. Why? So you're going to go and bring another carbon to be matir. Rav is a big faket. Rav is now the other extreme, the other side of the spectrum. What does Rav say? Rav Omer Minchas Oimish, it comes to Lord Shema, Ksheira, says kosher, v'yusher, v'shira, ne'achulim, v'kinesin, v'shirayim, v'yidatricha Minchas Oimah, cheres latira, you don't need a brand new carbon. This Minchas Oimer, even though it was inferior and deficient, because there was no machshuva lishma, or shaloi lishma, still kushin. Shein machshuva mi'elis. There's a general rule, says Ruva, and machshuva only spoiled if you have three requirements. El misha roi lavoida, ube dover ha roi lavoida, ube mokim ha roi lavoida. What does that mean? Explain to you what. If a Kohen Baal Nim is the one that did Lemushel, one of the Avoidois, he's of course his boss. If he had a bad Machshava Shalei Lishmoy, a Machshava Pigel, this is Gunish. Since he is not qualified to do Avoida, he's off the map. We don't even think about him. It's Gunish, but Gunish. What does that mean? Lafiki Minchas Oimer. This explains Rashi. Why is Minchas Oimer considered to be a Devaroy Lavoida? Because it's the only time in the year that you can go and bring a mincha from Seudim, like we said before. So Rashi is mechavim to Remendel's kasha, which is really also the Blaydis kasha. So Rashi says that either you can go and say lavtaf, you mean lafiki minchas oimer and the minchas kenuas. The reason why you only refer to minchas oimer because that's you do that every single year, you do it on a regular basis. Minchas kenuas, nachnu aimul and ayoyvul. Hopefully, it was never brought. Or number two, Zutrashi, because there's a difference between the Sa'irim here and the Sa'irim over there. Here it's Kemach Sa'irim, and here it's Geres Karmel. Geres means that it's much more processed, much more refined. Kemach means it's very prost. That's you do prost, especially by the Minchas Knuas, because everything is prost, because she did a prost amaisa, if Chas Hashem she sinned. Therefore, that's why we do everything Bikli Geres, etc. Because the Gemara says she served her boil with crystal, and therefore we say, you got to go and now bring your kelim and kliyev and kli glulim as alcha kelim. Kli cheres. Minchas oimer is dry.
Is it dry or does it have shemen in it?
I think it has shemen.
So then
it could have been off in a chilek, right? Yeah, another chilek. Are you going to say that this is tzibber and this is yochid? I mean, they're number, like you said yesterday, right? So, I'm the Chili Kamal. Anyway, since it says Duva Ruel Avoida, if you're talking about a Minchas Oimer, that is not considered to be a Duva Ruel Avoida. Tulichazi the Chilishi. That we bring it once a year, does not qualify the Chilish, because normally Sa'irim are totally disqualified. And the third requirement, Mukama Ruel Avoida. Nafikin Nifkam Mizbech. If the Mizbech has a gum, gum means part of it is chopped off, chipped off, whatever. Not Roy. So therefore, Zuchtach Ruva, the reason why Minchas Oimer, if he did it Shaloi Lishma, is Kusha, and not only B'diyevet, but Afil Lechatchil, don't go and have it Shaloi Lishma. But once you did it Shaloi Lishma, it's still Kusha B'yusha, Shirem Necholim, Ein Tzrich Minchas Oimer. It accomplished what it's supposed to do. What's the reason why? Because you don't, the Machshava of Shaloi Lishma by Minchas Oimer is worthless. Because to have a Machshava to go and passel kibbutz, it's got to be Mukam Roy Lavoida, Dover Roy Lavoida, and the person has to be a person who's Roy Lavoida, Misha Roy Lavoida. With this, we've concluded this whole sigya. And now, Rabbi Yisrael, if somebody asks you in the street, what happens if a person went and brought a mincha, so oimesh shaloi lishma, what do you do? So you have to tell them it's a three-way machloikis between Rav, Reish Lakish, and Rava. According to Rav, it's pusel. You start from scratch. The whole carbon that you brought is no good, zero. What do you do with the pusel carbon? You have to go and burn it on Beis HaDesh. What does Reish Lakish show? Reish Lakish says, it's like any carbon that you did shaloi lishma. It's kosher. It's not marat, it's not machshir, it's not matir. You're going to have to bring a new mincha soimer. Finally, Ruben says, what are you talking about? Shaloi lishma doesn't apply to mincha soimer because it's a chiddush. You don't normally bring kabunis mincha soimer gizum tight. And so therefore, it's nothing. Fine, you're yoitza, you don't have to go and do a new carbon. Turn it over. You start a new brisa now. And this brisa and the following gemara is going to occupy us till the bottom of the umid. Days, as well as deep into the Umar Aleph of tomorrow. Turabun, kishi oy mishtaitach min habukr lamata. She'ein tam aloymer. Elohoitzi satraifa. What does the Gemara mean to say? The Gemara mean to say is, at the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, Vaydabashel Moshe, Vayikra Moshe Vidabashem Ailov, may oil moyed laimar. That's the first pusik in Vayikra. Tabu bnei yisub yamata laim. Udam kiyakim ikem karbon lashem, mina bahaima, mina bukar, imina tsoin, takrivius kabanchem. Shaitu, mina bahaima, mina bukar, mina tsoin. Then the next pusik says, em oila karbunai minha bukar, zuchar tumim yakri veni, el pesach. Aha. So we're now repeating the word menabukar twice, because the first pusik already said menabahaim menabukar and menatzoyin takri deskabatcha, and the next pusik says em oyle kabun and menabukar zuchot miyakriveta. Freiti mura, why does menabukar have to be repeated? Because you oy menabukar lamata shein tam aloyimar. If you brought a carbon, and afterwards you did the bedikas harei and the bedikas habnei me'ayim, and you found the siminas sirch and the lungs, whatever, the carbon unfortunately is a pusel carbon because it's a treifa. Just like you and I are not allowed to eat a treifa, a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't eat a treifa either. What do I need a pusik for? What's a kal v'chaymer? What happens if I have a bahaim which is a balmim? What means a balmim? The Moshe bahaim was walking down the street and it stumbled on a pothole and now it broke one of its legs. It's not a treifa situation. The bahaim is still alive and kicking and finding it, but it's a balmim. You have to take the veterinarian and you're going to have to go and put on a ganze gips, a ganze meise. The meise, what happens if you say, I'm going to go and shecht it right now, I'm going to eat it? It's mitzvah lehedjet. But uslik voya, a balmim is uslik voya, shteit and pusik, ki moshchasov vehem, mim bom lo yerutzi lechem. So it's mitzvah lehedjet, it's uslik voya. Treifa, shasir lehedjet. We're not allowed to eat treifa. It's a chayin adin shasir lehedjet. It's a chamadu to be uslik voya. So what do I need a pusik for? So tomorrow I'll tell you why. Because chayle v'dam yechichi, I can go and frag up. I can ask a pirchon yekal v'chayim. What's that look like? Chayle v'dam. Shasin lehedjet. You and I are now allowed to eat chayle v'dam. However, in the turn like voyah, but you're allowed to put it on the mizbech. Not only allowed to. That's the chiyav. You can't do zrika sedam. You have to put the aymer on the mizbech. So therefore, you see that you can have something which is usul hedjet and mitzvah lekvoyah. So maybe by a treif is also usul hedjet mitzvah lekvoyah, and that's why I have to have a pusik. So you want to know that their pirchas is chiyav to pirchah because malach chayle v'dam shekein buin mechlal heter. Although the chayl of Adam themselves are usir, but 99% of the animal, okay, not 99%, 90% of the animal, other than the chayl of Adam, is totally heter. And therefore, even though chayl of Adam is usir lehedjet, it's mitzvah gvoya because the rest of the animal is kosher. Every part of this animal is usir, starting from the fingernails to the toenails to the horns, everything is usir. It's chatreifa.
When it said before, from Amash to Yisrael, yeah, I mean Amut to Yisrael, so that's the same. They say the same thing.
So what you're asking is, what do we have a second limit from in a book? Chayyim I could have from the Amash Yisrael. If Reikit, twice, you have to look to the Mefarshim or other Gemuras. What do you need two separate limitim for? The Chayyim and Kerach. Freiti Gemura, v'loy tehein miteres legvoya, and this goes together. A treifa is totally usir for hedjet. Chavavet should be usir legvoya. How can you even have a hava minute? So Timura, I'll ask you another pirch on the Kal v'chayma. Malika teichich. What's the malika? Shekila iser vasi lehedid. Matez the gvoya. If you take an oif and you do a malika outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's totally awesome, right? It's a nevela. If you bring it inside the Beis HaMikdash, it's mitzvah gvoya. And by malika, the entire oif is usir. It's not just a chelav adam. The ganz oif is usir. So you see the malika teichich shekila iser. So that's why I need a special pusik of treifa, because otherwise I would say treifa is also usul lehedjin mitzvah gvoya. No, you can't ask a pirka from malika, because malam malika shekhen kibishusa oisrusa. That in fact of the Torah kahis, the Torah says that because of the kedushas oifis, you know how you bring a carbon oifis through malika. So that's what the Torah wants you to do. Skip the parentheses. The fact that this is a treifa, this is an alter treifa. This treifa could be already from a year ago, and therefore nothing to do with the hegdish aspect. So maybe only by malika I would go and say that although it's usul hegdish mitzvah legvoya, mash enkin treifa should vait to be usul legvoya. What do I need a pusik for? So bottom line is the Gemara established lechoira. I have a kal v'chomer. I don't need a pusik. But I have a pusik. So fitos the price. The price now finishes off. Then meisha after. And if you are able to find some tshuva, some pirch on the kal v'chomer, kshiyoyim in a book lemata she'ein tam aloymer. I don't need in a book. It's repeated. Lehoitz is a treifa. Freitet Gemara ma im heisha after. What tshuva can you give lechoira? The kal v'chomer is an iron. Glad Kalvachimer. Anything which is Usala Hajid is the Chavada Usala Gvaya. Ah, we said by Chela Vadama, we said by Malika and those others, those are all special cases. For whatever reason, we would doicha the Pircha. But otherwise, Chayavakitza Kalvachimer, what do I need a Pusik for? So from now, you see the Simon Rekiach Mar Ada Vishishir. This is a Simon that they're going to be six Tirutzim in the Gemura to try to find what the Tshuva would be. May Meshat. Omerat. Mishim the Ikka the Meimar, Minchas Oimet Techiach. Oh! I can bring a minchas oimer. Shasir lehedjit, umetzeres legvoya. Every single minchas oimer, it's us lehedjit. Meaning, the shirayim of this carbon, as well as the kemitza, you're not allowed to eat because it's an iser of chodosh. Umetzeres legvoya, however, you're allowed to put the kemitza on the mizbeach. How can you put the Rabbi Yishlom should go and eat treifa stuff? If I can't eat it, you can't eat it, Rabbi Yishlom can eat it. Oh, zeiterach, us lehedjit, umetzeres legvoya. So therefore, the same thing could be by a treifa. That even though it's us lehedjit, it's mitzeres legvoya. The reason why Minchas Oimer is mitaligvoya because it's super potent, it's super powerful. How? You bring your carbon Oimer, Mater Chudosh. That's why it's mitaligvoya. But by a treifa, there's no such inyan. So tomorrow, you're right. I'll bring your eye not from your regular Minchas Oimer of a regular year, from a year of Shvias, from Shmita year. Shmita year, Yeturach Nishasin, anything after the Zman Biur, and Rashi says the Zman Biur by Chitimus Oirim is far before Pesach. So you're going to go and bring this carbon Oimer, it's not matter anything in Shmita year. Freight tomorrow, what? It's not matter anything. Shvias Nami! It also is matter. Shekim Matar Svichim Beshvias. After all, there's always this aftergrowth, wild growth, that I didn't go and plant. It just grew on its own. I need a heter for that. And that's why I go and bring the carbon oimer to be matter the Svichim. So the Rabbi Kiva, the Omer Svichim, Asir Beshvias. Rabbi Kiva holds that Svichim are Usir in Shvias. Even if you were to go and bring your carbon oimer, they still remain Usir. Aha. So bottom line is, the Gemara wanted to go and say that I have a raya for Minchas Oimer to go a pircha on the Kal v'chaim. I still have a pircha. The holding of Shmita only applies in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't apply in Chitzlut. And so therefore, even the Shmita year, the Korban Oimer is a matir for those that want to eat Chudosh in New York or here in India or anywhere outside Eretz Yisrael. Even those that hold the Chudosh is not the Yeraisa Chitzlut. So I don't need a matir. But the reason why I makrib the Korban Oimer, I put the kmitz on the Mizbeach, is to matter itself, meaning the shiore mincha, that you should be able to eat the shiore mincha. How can you eat shiore mincha? By putting on the mizbeach. It's the matter matter. So it's not matter for the broad masses. It's shmita here, but at least it's matter that you can go and put this kmitza on the mizbeach and the shiore mincha. And therefore, Zokti Gemara, Omele Ravacha, Bidifle Ravina, Ihochi Trefen Amitakrim, Vetate Lav Shebisaycha. So, Ravacha says, say the same thing with Gabi Trefa. As was, let us, without the Minabukar, let us go and say, bring your carbon Trefa, and Tate Lav Shebisaycha. By putting on the Zrika Sadam on the Mizbech, that's matter that I can now put the Aymrin on the Mizbech as well. So, say the same story like Minchas Aymrin. Ela Parachachi. Rather, let's reformulate the pircha on the Kal v'chayim. The reason why the minchas oimer you're allowed to go and put the kmitza on the mizbech, because that's what the Rebbeinu Shalom asked you to do. Thus is the mitzvah. But she ain't came by treifa. There's no inyan of putting a treifa on the mizbech. So bottom line is, we would doicha this pircha on the Kal v'chaymer. And we're still stuck with the Kal v'chaymer. What do I need a pusik for? I can learn a Kal v'chaymer from Lemushel Chayla v'dam, which happens to be Usul Hedjit Chamada Usul Gvaya. Here too. Let's look at Shoma. I have a noob shot. A person who is mafatim dektoiris, he puts together dektoiris. Oh, she'uz lehedjit. We're not allowed to. That's an isser. Uva maskunto loisasi kemoi. You're not allowed to be mafatim dektoiris. Oh, mitel gvoya. So I would say the same thing applies to the carbon of treifa. That even though it's usser the hedjit, it's mitel gvoya. Think about mafatim. Mafatim is the person gavri. That doesn't make sense. We're not meaning that the person is mitter or usser. The mixture of the k'toyres. Shusel hedjit mitter l'gvoya. That's usel hedjit. You're not allowed to use the pitam k'toyres for yourself. You're not allowed to make it. You're not allowed to smear it. Mashenki mitter l'gvoya. So say the same thing with gabi the carbon trifle. So you might have pitam k'toyres. You came with susu v'kach. As we dive into heisen to go and put together this k'toyres. And it's usel hedjit mitter l'gvoya. But the k'toyres doesn't say anything by bringing a carbon trifle. Is weiter, we pushed away the pich. Weiter. Marbury Ravinoma. Mishim, the ikonomayim is Shabbos tichiach. Chasil the hedjit. You're now going to go and check anything on Shabbos. But you're allowed to go and bring kabunis. Every carbon tumid, every carbon misaf of Shabbos, I bring on Shabbos. So you see that it's usla hedjit mitzvah l'kvayim. The yom amal shabbos you can enter mechlula itzel hedjit b'mila. I find other exceptions to the rule. You're allowed to do a bris mila on Shabbos, even though it's moitzi daf. Frankly, more uta mila tzorech hedjiti. You're saying that's a hedjit, doesn't shke hedjit? So chamila is mitzvah. And amal shabbos you can mitzvah se mekach. Those are the mitzvah that ayvish and gehais and b'yoyim mashmina yimu b'sara lusoy, even if it comes out on Shabbos. Rabbi bar Abba Omar. Mishum the ikal amayim are kelayim tichiach. Shasiyun the hedjit mitzvah l'gvoya. We're not allowed to wear shatnis, but the aybish zuktach we should wear shatnis on the big day koyin gudel or the big day koyin hedjit. The avnet was made from tzemer ufishtim yachdom. So you see them with usul hedjit mitzvah l'gvoya. Hujavala kelayim she came into mechul neitzel hedjit betzitzis that we are allowed to wear tzitzis that even a heter le hedjit. So the more uti tzitzis tzayre hedjiti mitzvahi. Ela malakalayim she mitzvus rikach azuit aybish gevoya. So bottom line is the Gemara is still stuck with our original kasha. Why do I need a min habukar lahoitzi esatreifa lechoyd? I can learn it from a kal v'chomer to be continued in Yad Hashem tomorrow.